Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, a space where we will be revealing what is it that is getting in the way of our potential as human beings, as a species, diving into a deep inquiry into body, mind, consciousness, our way of being on the planet today, and our current relationship with our reality and with reality itself. My name is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. I will be sharing the science, research, and evidence, and coming into this podcast from the paradigm of ontology, looking at why you are the way you are, not as a you problem, but looking at it from the context of a human problem. This is not about you. This is about being human. My intention is that in this podcast, you will discover so many blind spots that are running you and your life and how reality is unfolding, and that you can start to experience yourself as part of the human species rather than just an individual stuck in a story trying to solve your own problems. This is the time now on our planet to remember and embody and realize our infinite potential as a species. If you want to dive even deeper beyond this podcast, you can download our 21 Days of Expansion, 21 powerful body-mind ontological activations, meditations, for you to be able to work with your own rewiring and neural pathways to be able to create a fundamental shift in how you experience yourself, how you experience your reality, and the way in which you are a co-creator in the world that you are getting. So just hit the link below to download 21 Days, and that can be yours starting now. But for now, let's dive into this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. I am so excited for you to explore and inquire and receive all the teachings and richness and education of the episodes ahead. Thank you so much. I'm Nikki Clinch. I'm delighted to be here with you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. Oh, today I'm going to dive into a topic that is raw and tender and vulnerable. I haven't yet met or worked with a single human being that doesn't have some unresolved pain around this topic. So it's a biggie, but it's also a biggie, not just for how much discomfort and suffering and struggle it gives us as human beings, but it's a biggie in that it is the gateway to extraordinary healing, extraordinary evolution, extraordinary maturation. In fact, it is one of the main gateways to our deepest maturation. Today's episode is on healing the mother wound, healing our relationship that is incomplete, unwhole with mother. Oh, you know, I want to begin by saying everything begins with mother. And I recently realized that everything ends with mother. And as we go through this episode, that'll make a lot more sense to all of you listening. But everything in human life begins with mother. Mother is the core. Mother is the root. Mother is the creation, the entry point to our relationship with world, to our relationship with body, to our relationship with being a human being. We literally are shaped and formed on a 3D matter level, meaning our physical matter, the cellular formation of our body is formed and shaped and created inside mother's body. So not only is our first relationship with love and intimacy and connection and existence with mother, but we are quite literally incarnated, created, formed into form inside the matter, which is the body of mother. So our relationship with mother, I say, is the fundamental, the most fundamental relationship that we could ever have at all with our relationship with self and our relationship with world, 3D world. So healing the mother wound in this episode and how I'm gonna unpack it and dive deeply into teaching on it today is going to be way bigger than just kind of making up with our physical mother, which I most people will think of healing the mother wound and healing the relationship with mother as that somehow if we can find a way to make peace with the physical mother that we have, then we've healed that. Then that piece of whatever was there for us around mother is healed and we've done that work. But it's way, way deeper than that. So what do I mean by healing the mother wound? What I mean in this episode from an ontological context is bringing completion to whatever is incomplete in our relationship with mother. Because whatever is incomplete will be stuck and frozen in body-mind consciousness, in our body-mind consciousness. And whatever is incomplete that is stuck and frozen in our body-mind consciousness will be having an impact on our entire experience of our own sense of self and our entire experience of the appearing world, the appearing reality that we get. And of course, the appearing reality that we get gives us how we experience world, how we respond to world, what we do, how we react, which gives us our entire way of being. So it's kind of a big deal. So this is way deeper than just making peace with the physical mother that you have. You know, I've done a lot of work on this with a lot of different human beings. In fact, I think I would be so bold to say that 100% of the people that I have worked with, all roads lead to mother. And eventually, our entire journey and commitment to our maturation is really about completing with mother. And sometimes that may take your whole lifetime, certainly in the context that I'm going to teach on it in today's episode. So it's way bigger than just, oh, you know, my mother and I get on now. Or, oh, I made amends to my mother and now we can hang out. And don't get me wrong, that's important. Like that stuff is a big step already. But what I'm speaking about is even deeper than that. You know, I know some people that can't even speak to their physical mother, that have relationships with physical mother that are so completely surface level and based on nothing of any substance. And some people have had to cut off their physical mothers completely. And there is a perception that if you cut off your physical mother and you don't see them, or if you somehow play nice and make nice, or even forgive on a surface level, or even if your mother has passed away, that there is some perception that you will finally be free of whatever was unresolved with your mother. And that is an illusion. Why is that an illusion? Well, because the mother that you are in a relationship with is not the physical mother. The mother that you are in a relationship with is the one that is absorbed and frozen in your body-mind consciousness. And that one that is absorbed and frozen in your body-mind consciousness is what gives you your repeating experience of the physical mother. Meaning wherever we are seeing from gives us what we see, including your physical mother. So whatever physical mother you see and experience is not actually much to do with the physical mother, but what you have absorbed and identified with that is frozen in your body mind. Which is why, and I've worked with so many who have been in this experience, when their mothers have passed away and they're still struggling with the unresolved pain and anger or unresolved problem or unresolved fight or the experience of always being criticized or the experience of always being judged or betrayed, they're still struggling with their mother wound, even though mother is no longer that physical mother. So the real piece that we need to complete with, and just kind of presencing what I mean by completion, and I did a whole podcast episode on it, so please go back and listen to that episode on the power of completion. What I mean by completion is bringing wholeness to what is unwhole in our own body, mind, consciousness around mother. Bringing wholeness to what is unwhole, allowing what is unwhole and unresolved and frozen and stuck to return to a state and a field and a resonance of wholeness inside our own self, inside our own perception, inside our own consciousness, which of course then completely shifts how we experience and see. Because what we see and what we experience in the world is given to us by where we're seeing from. And where we're seeing from is where all the work is, certainly in our maturation. So most of you will be listening to this going, well, what is she talking about? My mother is the way she is. And certainly I can tell you that is exactly how I felt too. But that is the way she is. She is angry, or she is grumpy, or she does criticize me, or she does do this, and that is just the way she is. Well, firstly, I'm not taking that away from you, but it is certainly the way she is from where you're looking and where you're experiencing from. And as long as that is what appears to you, that is your work. What appears to us is showing us something about where we're seeing from. And where we're seeing from is where our work is. We cannot just change the iron filings to get a different reality. We have to work and shift at the magnet. And the magnet is giving us the appearing of what we see and experience. The magnet is the context. Go back and listen to that episode, What Creates Results, Context versus Content. And this applies to your mother also. You notice if you have siblings that there are some commonalities, but much of the time your siblings and you, it's like you had different mothers. The only mother that you have is the one that you experience. And the one that you experience, or what's giving you your experience of the one you experience, is your mind, until you have outgrown that. And so let's just dive into that. When you are born, not only are you shaped and formed into form inside the physical matter of your mother, but when you are born, the only one that exists to us as babies is mother. When we are born in newborns' brain development, we have yet to have any perception of anything that is outside of ourselves, or even a sense of self. In fact, our sense of self is a buzzing, blooming soup of experience. There's no distinction between my hand and mother's hand. There's no distinction between me over here and you over there, mother. In fact, when we are newborns, the only sense of self we have is this soup of experience. And inside that soup of experience, there is no separation between newborn baby and mother. In fact, if you've had children, we can validate that. Our newborns, they literally cry and have reactions when they are separated from our bodies because they are experiencing themselves as one with mother. There's no separation. So the experience that we have of mother is the beginning of the entire shaping of our sense of self. And that experience may be warm and nourishing and beautiful and present and conscious and emotionally open, or it may be traumatic. It may be that your experience of mother is that mother is not there. Or it may be that your experience of mother is that mother is in terror or mother is in trauma. You know, it may be that your original experience of connection and intimacy, which is with mother, is disconnection and lack of intimacy, lack of presence. And that is the beginning of the shaping of your entire relationship with mother. That is frozen and absorbed in your body mind. If you go back and listen to the episode on the vicious circle of the human condition, I speak about the nature of human experience. We can only experience an experience in the present moment of now. The moment that we have experienced experience, it becomes a memory. And then we live in the memory of the experience, but that is not actually being in the experience. So the very experience of mother only happens in the present moment of now, and then it is immediately stored in the brain mind as memory. And that memory becomes part of the wiring that shapes our entire perception, our original perception of our sense of self. So it doesn't get more root than that. And this lives. Well, that's an inaccurate word to use because it is not alive. It is frozen as memory in our mind, in our nervous system, in the body-mind consciousness that is then giving us the veil and the filter from which we see through and from which we look through and experience through, and therefore what we see and what we experience and what we get.
So it's kind of a big deal, don't you think?
And so when I say bringing completion and wholeness to our relationship with mother, what I mean by that is bringing completion and wholeness to the mother that is frozen in our body, mind, consciousness, that is giving us the filter through which we experience and see world, and even through which we experience and see and know ourself. And so our work is to keep bringing awareness and consciousness to what is unconscious, what is unresolved, what is unwhole around our relationship with mother. And it lives in the body. Literally, the experience lives in the body. Now, I want to go a little bit deeper. In fact, I want to go a few gradients deeper just because I want to offer some really original teachings that maybe many of you have never heard before. It goes even deeper than just the mother of our family, the one that birthed us. But our entire relationship with our body at all, which is the physical matter of our human form, meaning it's the matter that allows us to be part of the 3D reality. Otherwise, we would just be a soup of experience. Well, who we really are is everything, nothing. But it's our physical matter, which is our body, that is our connection to the 3D world. And so we're born in the body. We're shaped and created inside physical matter, into physical matter. So our physical matter is also connected to our relationship with mother. So the embodiment of our own physical body, or the lack of embodiment of our own physical body, is also revealing to us what is incomplete and unwhole with our relationship to mother. And I mean the big mother. There's kind of a small M mother, which is the mother of our family of origin. And then there's the big M mother, as in mother. And that is our entire relationship with embodiment of our physical form. And our entire river of experience of being alive lives in the physical matter of our form, lives in the body. And then let me just take it one more gradient deeper. And of course, the physical matter of life itself is the earth. It's the earth. You know, there are multiple dimensions. There's the spirit world and the energetic world and quantum field. But the physical matter of life itself is the earth, the planet. So don't you think that there's a connection between the physical matter of life itself, our planet, and the physical matter of our human form, which is our body, and that we are shaped and formed into form inside mother's body? It's all mother. It's all mother. So what we are carrying, not just in the memory of our body, mind, consciousness around our relationship with mother, but what we are carrying and have inherited from our mother's unresolved relationship with mother and our mother's mother's unresolved relationship with mother is not only giving us our struggles and our problems and the filter and the veil from which we see the world through and we identify with ourselves through, but it is also shaping and coloring our relationship with our physical body, with the embodiment of our body, and with the planet. And I think we can all agree, those are areas that seem to be in major turmoil on our planet today. Don't you think? I heard a horrific statistic the other day that 90% of a particular school where a family member of mine went to, and 90% of the class at the age of 14, and it's a girls' school, was suffering from eating disorders. We seem to be in some kind of battle with our physical form. And we certainly, as a species, are in a major battle with trying to resist or escape the human experience, which is within the physical form, within the body. You can only truly be in your experience and with the experience by being in the body. And when you're in the body, you're in the present moment of now. It's only when we're in the mind that we are stuck in time. Time only exists in the mind. Go back and listen to that episode on time. But when we are in the body and we are in the presence of the experience of life, which is in the body, we are in now. But our species are in massive turmoil around that, huge suffering. And do you hear yourself? Do you identify with yourself here? Yeah. So bringing wholeness and completion to our relationship with mother is our gateway home. We as a species are currently struggling massively with disconnection. Disconnection from embodiment, disconnection from being in nowness, in the present, disconnection from who we really are, disconnection from our planet itself, disconnection from each other. And we all seem to be, there seems to be a massive issue with searching and searching and searching for home. And yet most of the time, if you ask someone where that is, no one will know where it is. So we're in a current state of suffering, led by the resistance of embodiment, led by the resistance of wholeness and completion, with what is unresolved and unwhole in our relationship with mother. This is our life's work. This is not an overnight method. It is actually part of our evolution and our healing, deepest, deepest healing. Mother is the source to home. You know, I remember this moment so well. I was a new mother myself. My daughter Taya had been born. She was a newborn. And I had struggled. Some of you will know my story. I had struggled with eating disorders for most of my childhood. I became bulimic at the age of 12, and I almost died of bulimia and my eating disorder by the time I was 20. To be fair, I was also rampantly using drugs and alcohol and everything to just escape my body and escape who I am. But, you know, I'd struggled with my body and food and nourishment and receiving most of my child life and my teens. And I had seen a consistency in all my own healing and the groups that I attended and the therapy sessions that I did and all the, you know, the workshops I went to. And of course, then in my own study and my own training and my own work, there was a massive connection between mother and body and food and nourishment and our ability to receive and our ability to feel at home in ourselves. And then I was a new mother and Taya was a newborn baby and I was sitting there and she was breastfeeding. And I looked down at this little newborn baby and I suddenly got it. There she was, latched on to my breast, and everything was there. There was the bond between mother and baby, the physical bond, literally latching on to my physical body. There's the emotional bond and the spiritual bond. Am I present emotionally while she's latched on to my physical body? Am I present spiritually and consciously while she's latched on to my physical body? While she's also receiving her food, she literally cannot survive without it. But that food is not just physical food for her survival, even though it is that, but it is also the comfort. It has sweetness. It is also the nourishment. So I saw, wow, look how much is in the relationship with mama. Everything. And so our work in healing the mother wound actually has very little to do with the physical mother, even though there are some aspects to it. You know, I've had to have some really difficult conversations with my physical mother, and I will continue to do so. But the real healing is between myself and what I am carrying that in my own body, mind, consciousness that needs to be brought to completion and wholeness. And something can only be brought to completion and wholeness if we first bring our awareness to what is unconscious. Then we have to choose to be responsible for it and accountable. And then we have to choose to be with it, to experience it fully so that it can release. All those episodes are in this podcast. Go back and listen to the episode on responsibility. Go back and listen to the episode on completion. Go back and listen to the episode on being with the experience. And this is big work. You know, all any anger and resentment and disconnection and heartbreak that we are carrying is our work. We cannot be responsible for what happened in the past.
But whatever we are carrying from it is ours. And unfortunately, nobody can do that work for us. It has to be us, because it's us with our own consciousness that is giving us and coloring and shaping our entire experience of the world. And it's also shaping our experience of relationships. If you want to know what you still have to work on in your relationship with mother, get into a relationship. And I don't just mean a relationship with someone that you want to have sex with or someone that you want to be in a committed relationship with, as in a love relationship, but I mean friendships. I mean long-term boss and work relationships. Anything where you're going to offer your commitment and your consistency is a relationship that will start to mirror to you what is unresolved in your own body, mind, consciousness with your relationship with mother. And whatever is then brought up to the surface is not a problem, even though we will see it as a problem, but actually it is the doorway into what is calling for us to become more conscious of it. If you are experiencing intense rage, that intense rage is trying to get your attention. In fact, we will continue to end up in relationships that will keep bringing up these repeating patterns until we no longer need them. And we will no longer need them when we have healed them and brought completion and wholeness to them. So if a lot of rage comes up and you're experiencing exactly the same betrayal or exactly the same dismissal or exactly the same disconnection that you had with mother, that is showing you what is there to be faced and seen and taken responsibility for and experienced so it can be released. And it must be done with our own consciousness and awareness that in this process, the more of the past that we can release and dissolve, we are quite literally shifting the quantum field that we are emitting and in relationship with. That it's not just about feeling better. We are shifting our entire relationship with who we are and our sense of self. And that shifts our entire relationship with how we relate to each other, which then also shifts our entire relationship with how we are able to be in our own bodies, our physical form, which also shapes our relationship with the planet. Pretty important stuff, isn't it? So I know that this is painful, but it is also the gateway to more power, more freedom, and more consciousness than I think any of us ever really understood in the first place. So I want to give you some journaling questions. Question number one, what is still unresolved for me around my relationship with mother? If the relationship with mother that I need to be looking at is not the one with the physical mother, but the one that I keep re-experiencing in my own body, mind, consciousness, the one where I always feel betrayed, or the one where I don't trust because no one will protect me, or the one where I feel criticized, or the one where I feel judged, or the one where I can't trust, that one. Question number two, how much has this shaped how I experience the world? Just write 5 or 6 examples of it repeating and showing up over and over again. And am I ready to start diving in and doing that work, which is our maturation? We have to do it as the primary driving intention, firstly for our own self, so that we can come home. And through that, we have the opportunity to experience love and connection in deeper ways and compassion in deeper ways. And then, of course, we can zoom out and think of how important it is for our planet. So I hope this episode has been useful for you. I have really enjoyed speaking about it. If you found it useful, please do share it with someone that you love or someone that you think it would benefit. This is not just a you problem. This is a human problem. If you are loving the podcast, please head over to Apple or Spotify and give us a 5-star rating. If you really want to support us, go and write us a written review in Apple. And just share it with as many people as you can so that more and more human beings are listening to this work. This is for all of us. If you are human, this is for you. Thank you all so much for listening. I really, really love being here. I'm excited for how much we get to dive into these really difficult topics, but how many of you are listening now and bringing these inquiries into your lives. It makes a difference. It makes a massive difference. So thank you all so much. This is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast.
That's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with myself, Nikki Clinch, as your host. If you want to ensure that you experience a fundamental shift, not just in how you are living your life, but in who you are being in it, a paradigm shift in who you are being starting now, please download our 21 days of expansion activation process. 21 activations for 21 days of body, mind, ontological activations for you to be able to work with you both in the experiential aspects of your body and the wiring of your neural pathways in your mind. You can own this for the rest of your life and create that shift starting now. From this place, you can discover the infinite potential of being human and the aspects of the power and the aliveness that is waiting for you to discover it and realize it now. So download the link below to access your 21 days of expansion and let us know how those shifts start landing in your world. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with Nikki Clinch. I will see you next week.